The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Josh Peck.
And I'm Ben Soffer.
And we're the good guys. There's a lot of guys out there.
And we're the good ones.
Mazel, morons. Welcome back to the Good Guys podcast. We are live from New York. I wish I didn't do that.
Mazel. What's going on?
Mazel, Ben is now so svelte that he can almost completely cross his legs.
I can completely cross my legs.
Look at this. Unreal? Wow. How's that feel?
It feels pretty good. Look, I don't think I'll ever be able to fully cross because of this calf.
Surely.
Honestly, people that fully cross, get in the gym. Work on your calves.
Take it for a ride.
Your calf has to be really small to fully see, but you have a nice calf, so you have a nice cross, but it's not this cross. I used to be jealous of people who could do this. You know, that full deep cross. But either you have no nuts or you have no calves. I have nuts and calves.
I've got like 50% of both, but here, look. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Judge my cross. Judge my cross, everyone. Judge my cross. Okay.
Wow.
Right?
Excellent. Like a ballerina. Right. I like the toe.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I like the toe. Right? That was really good.
Can you imagine if I made a point
I can't do that.
And that what do people say? And that's on God.
Wow, really good.
Dead ass.
Really good.
Can you imagine?
Clip it. Really good.
Yeah. And that's the bit. What do they say? What's a new phrase with the millennials, with the Zs, with the Gen Zs?
Shippy bussin.
Shippy bussin. But then that's on God. There's a new one. There's something hot.
I don't
amongst
know.
Amongst the 20-somethings.
We're not that hot. That's the problem.
Fuck, I'm so
This old. Is my cross.
That's good,
How was
too.
That?
You know what that tells me?
What?
No financing for 60 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come back another time.
Yeah, it's Come like, it's time. This.
Yeah.
Listen, your credit sucks. Yeah. But we're getting you in a Nissan Altima today.
But this was the lifetime of leg crossing.
Yeah.
This is the fat man's cross.
Yeah.
The fat man's cross is the ankle on the knee, leg out. It's a comfortable position.
That's, you're in a healthy, like, you're at a high BMI, but you only need one seat on the airplane. Eventually, when you get really big, you got to start sitting like this.
Yeah, you also have to and you have to do this.
Because the fupa's coming needs a place to rest as well. You become a human tripod.
You ready for this one?
Let me see.
For those of you not watching, I had to pull on my pant to get it over my leg. Because you're at a point where you're big enough that you can't lift your leg on your own. You're like,
Yes.
Up.
I want to sit like this a lot of times, right? With like the one leg under.
Ooh, my foot would fall asleep.
I know.
How quickly do your feet fall asleep?
Fast.
Fast, right?
It's a neurological disorder.
Also, my arms. Every night, my arms fall asleep. Do yours?
Yeah. What about, do you ever look at your phone from bed and your pinky starts to go numb?
I've had a numb pinky, but not in that. Do you check your phone in the middle of the night?
No.
You wake up to pee. You're checking your phone?
No.
Yeah, me too.
Never.
I was just with somebody that told me that they check their phone. That's nuts.
I've met people who leave their phone on so that if they do get some alert in the middle of the night, they can
On ringer?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Terrible.
Or my wife even leaves vibrate on, and which I think is crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. My mom leaves on ringer. My mom's an on ringer. She says, if you need me in the middle of the night, I'm going to hear it.
They should have a Yenta setting.
They should. They should.
Can you imagine Tim Cook? Now for iPhone 16, we've got the Yenta setting. Can you imagine? All the font is in 36. Yeah. And if you've got a Jewish son, his calls go straight to you no matter what.
Yeah, there isn't not a single ring. It just picks up. It picks up immediately.
Yeah.
But for me, no. I'm now quiet. Do not disturb. I use my phone as a noise machine, actually.
Me too.
I'm loving it. I have a white noise app, and I use the air conditioner sound.
I love that.
I love it. What I've come to realize is I used to think I needed to sleep in freezing cold rooms with the air conditioner on.
Sure.
The truth is, while I like a cold room, what I need is the sound of a cold room.
Yes.
To convince my body that it's time to go to sleep.
That's right.
Just the sound of the air conditioner, but I'm actually sleeping much better and getting far less sick, no longer sleeping in 64.
Wow.
I used to sleep in 64, 65, which I think for a very fat person was a very good place to sleep because you get very hot when you're fat when you sleep. But as I start to slim down, I've noticed that I prefer 68. And now I think on times where I've shared a room with friends and they've begged me to make it warmer. And I said, what are you, nuts? I need this thing at 65. Otherwise, I'm not going to sleep. Meanwhile, their teeth chattering probably gave them the flu.
I grew up without air conditioning in the city.
Oh, my.
Because in the 90s.
It's a hot summer.
In these old apartments.
It's a hot summer.
You got these built-in wall units. The garbage.
Yeah.
Not good.
No good.
So they never worked. So then when I got central air, when I moved to California, and it was no palace. It was a two-bedroom prefab. But just it so happened that they were newer than these pre-war buildings you subject yourself to in this godforsaken city.
Yeah, intentionally. We love it. We love the culture.
Yeah.
It's crap.
Look at the crown molding.
Yeah.
You spent $8,000 a month for that crown molding.
Yeah, and it was built in 1930.
Yes.
Yeah. They've made their money on the molding.
The molding has paid dividends, but I, too, would have sleepovers with buddies when we were teenagers and have the apartment at 67, yeah. 68, where my boy Len would literally walk to the bathroom in the middle of the night like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, babe, that's money.
Yeah.
Like, what can I say? I'm rich. I have central air.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice. You sleep with a fan?
Well, here's the thing.
Or did you sleep with a fan?
I've always slept with a fan, but now that I have kids, we have a monitor on because I have a little one. And so he has a white noise machine. So because the monitor's on in our room, we have a white noise machine and mm-hmm. it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. What was your fan of choice growing up? Did you have a brand? I had a brand.
Conair.
Honeywell.
Honeywell's nice.
God, I love that Honeywell.
You're a young man.
Sits on a nice, it's a flat bottom with the tilt. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Where
yes.
you could tilt the head. Loved it. And I think the pinnacle of luxury, which I don't have yet, the pinnacle of luxury is a ceiling fan. I love a ceiling fan.
Or you're in a sports bar.
Or you're in a sports bar.
A wood ceiling fan?
I don't know. I don't need a wood ceiling fan with the thing that you pull. That's the pinnacle of
yeah.
pre-war. No there, good.
Let me tell you, you ever put your hand...
No, a nice electronic one where you get it, it spins. Sure, you can't throw your kid up in the air because you might...
Yeah, to decapitate them.
Yeah.
You ever put your hand on the top of the blade of a ceiling fan? You might find the submersible up there.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
There is remnants. There's.
So you hate a ceiling fan?
Oh, it's a saber-toothed tiger.
You hate it.
I'm fine with it. I don't think it screams money.
You don't?
No.
I think it's just such a luxury. I can't explain it.
I think
circulating the air in the rooms that you don't need. It is the original central air.
It is. Well, there's swamp coolers.
I don't know what that is.
That was like the original central air. Here, let me tell you.
What's a swamp cooler?
You can imagine. You can imagine. Okay. Wow. And then I've got a news article that is just going to blow your bees off. Wow. Swamp cooling. Okay. So this was.
Sounds like a way to like cool down your junk. Swamp cooler.
It does.
Like an icy hot.
Is swamp cooler as good as AC? The air cooler versus air conditioner. Battle winner is the air cooler is better in a dry climate. Swamp coolers will only add to that if your area is constantly humid over 50% of the time. If you live in a dry or normal climate, this didn't help
what
us
is
at
it?
All. It's okay. What is a swamp cooler? Come on, Wikipedia.
Is it a machine?
Yes. And it was the original air conditioner. Swamp cooler. Okay. Also known as an evaporative cooler. Is a device that cools air through the evaporation of water. Evaporative cooling differs from other air conditioning systems, which use vapor compression or absorption refrigeration cycles. I got nothing.
It sounds like the swamp cooler takes the warm air here and makes it less. Oh, okay. That's a far too big of a machine. We just saw a picture of it. It's enormous.
They but have I'm just a saying, nice one no, made by Shark. You think Shark doesn't make a swamp cooler? Dyson's got a swamp cooler.
Who named the swamp cooler?
That's true.
Who named the swamp cooler and thought that this is going to be the next big consumer item?
It does sound like an overweight uncle who's cooling off his gonads in the middle of summer being like, doing the swamp cooler.
Yeah.
I'll see you at lunch. Starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, Starz original new series, Mary and George, is something that you guys are going to love. It's inspired by an unbelievable true story. And you know how we love a true story. Like, I need to know something could have happened. You know what I'm saying? when it's too fiction, it's too up in the air. You know, I get a little bit like, where'd you come up with this? Right? But when I know it could have actually happened, I'm in. I'm invested. Let's do this. It's inspired by the unbelievable true story of Mary Villers, who molded her beautiful and charismatic son, George, to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. I wish my wife called me her all-powerful lover instead of like her like mediocre friend with benefits. Anyway, through outrageous scheming, the pair rose from humble beginnings to become the richest, most titled, and influential players the English court had ever seen. Yeah. Okay, look, first of all, critics call Moore and Gallatin electric. Julianne Moore, what more is there to say? She's quite possibly our greatest living actor. And I'm serious. The critics are loving this. They say you won't be able to tear your eyes away, and I can attest. So, watch Mary and George only on Stars and the Stars app. That's right. Watch Mary and George only on Stars and the Stars app. I just got off a flight and I pounded an Element electrolyte. You know, I threw it in my water, delicious lime flavor, no dodgy, crappy ingredients, no sugar, no BS, no artificial whatevers. And it just has what I need. It has sodium, it has potassium, it has magnesium. I took one before my flight, one after, and I've basically combated that post-flight fog that you get, or those muscle strains if you're having like cramps, if you get like, if you're just feeling lethargic, there's just a good chance you're not hydrated. And the trouble is, you can be drinking 8 glasses of water a day, but your body might not be getting that hydration because it's lacking those electrolytes. So, you know, here you are pishing left and right. Excuse me. You know, I got to hit the head. Meanwhile, you're not getting any benefits. And that's nuts. What are you, nuts? That's nuts. So the truth is, as I said, there's zero sugar, artificial colors, all that stuff. Element has a science-backed electrolyte ratio, which makes a difference. And yeah, the truth is, with Element, you're just going to be taking in what your body needs and nothing else. It has your electrolyte needs covered. With 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium, plenty of delicious flavors. And Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. So just go to drinkelement.com/goodguys to get a free sample pack with any purchase.
At what age do you start wearing those like short sweat shorts, sitting in a family gathering, and somebody points out that grandpa's nuts around?
I think when you start to eat soup more than 3 times a week.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. 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 What's your go-to soup?
We've talked about this. We mushroom have? Barley is the king soup.
We did. But I'm just saying, a French onion.
That was
onion,
one of my favorite things you've ever said.
French onion.
French onion. Have you ever had a deconstructed French onion?
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
No, I haven't.
I don't really know how to explain it, so let's move on.
Yeah.
Did you know, and I just read this, that there's a little something, it's heating up over at the morning show. Kelly Ripa calms the live audience down after telling them Mark Consuelos kept her awake all night last night.
Oh, my.
And then she said, no, it's not that. But what I would do for my wife to publicly say, my husband, he kept me up all night, and to not be talking about my teeth grinding from TMJ.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
my sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
my light wheezing from childhood asthma.
I'd love, it's so true, I would love for Claudia just to come on the toast and say that I am just a good time.
Yeah.
Why not?
She ever tell you that privately?
Of course.
She does?
No.
Yeah, same.
No, no.
Oh, man. No,
it's just constructive criticism. Here's a note.
How did
thank you for thank you for coming to the amusement park.
I'd even like that.
I'd like a refund.
Because at least I'd have a goal to work towards. Right now, I'm in the abyss. I feel like I'm in the maze of mirrors. Up is down and down is up. No progress.
What do you think about those people that have mirrors on their ceilings? What are you, nuts?
They're sexual deviants.
That's nuts.
Who
gross.
Does that?
So gross.
Ugh. It's gross.
Disgusting.
What about dark sheets?
Ew. Ew. Oh, yeah. No, a black sheet.
What are you hiding Ew. In there?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ugh. Vile. Vile. But we're fortunate that both of our wives have exquisite taste.
Yes.
I would say that after seeing your home, we have a, there, it's a similar vibe.
Yeah?
It is. It is. There's some wood. There's some. It's very one hotel.
One hotel. Nice.
Gorgeous. That said, one hotel. I've also definitely spoken about this. Their keys to check into the rooms, wooden. They don't work half the time.
That's crazy.
Why can't you use the plastic key?
What are they trying to prove?
What's wrong? They're trying to prove that they're eco-friendly and that they don't need the plastic key. But here's my thing. My thing is, if you can't do it better.
That's right.
You got to leave it the way that it is. I'm so down for an alternative to plastic. Just don't make it worse.
I agree.
Make it better. And then let's save the planet one bottle at a time, but make it better. We have the capacity to make it better, right?
I love that. And I also, two things. First one, first one, Marriott, if you have the Marriott app, you can ask for a mobile key. I recently got locked out of my room when I was in beautiful Edmonton, Canada, doing my college gig. And I was like, oh crap, now I got to go downstairs. And of course, you always lock in your wallet. So then someone from security has to come up with you so you can show your ID once you're in the room to say, this is really my room. And I'm like, who else has a mouth guard and a podcast set up in the room?
Yeah.
Jay Peck. Yeah. Obviously, this is me. But I just use my mobile key. You put your phone, like Apple Pay, to the door handle, right open.
That is incredible innovation.
So smart.
Excellent. Because there's nothing worse than getting to your room, realizing you don't have the key, going back downstairs, getting the key, coming back up. That's time that you'll never get back.
It's innovation. So true.
And the Marriott app also, it reminds me of things like I have a free night, or how many nights I've stayed, or I love the app.
It's great.
Great app.
It's a great app. And then the other thing I saw on TikTok recently was now that, you know, plastic straws are outlawed, people are starting to use reusable metal straws. People are getting killed with these things because you need a bendable straw when you're putting something in your mouth. God forbid you trip while you're walking with your venti latte.
Through the back of your neck.
Or through your brain.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
And there's ENTs are seeing this constantly now at different places.
Like I said, come up with a better alternative.
That's right.
Reusable. I'm sorry. The Brita. Let me tell you the problem with the Brita.
Oh, no.
You ready?
I'll tell you
the problem with the Brita.
Okay.
It's cleaning your water, right? Mm-hmm. For sure. Unless you don't clean your Brita. What kind of bacteria is sitting in the plastic part of your Brita?
Can't be good.
It can't be good.
No.
Unless you're that diligent that you are washing that Brita every single day. You're not.
No one washes it every day. I don't think it requires that, right? It's like a once a weeker.
Yeah, that's what they say. How much bacteria can grow in a week in your Brita?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. It seems like it's not all that chalked up to be.
I don't know. Growing up, I had a Brita, and that was like...
No, we have Britas. We have it.
You have a Brita?
Yeah.
You're a Brita boy.
I drink my plastic water bottles, but we have a Brita in the fridge.
Yeah.
In case somebody wants it.
Oh, it's so great. Well, again, these are like things that slowly, like when you own a home, you can like opt into. Like we've got the number two spigot at the sink that's just hot water or filtered drinking water.
That's lovely.
That is living,
that's
my boy.
Luxury. That's luxury. It's I said the ceiling fan, maybe I was a little out of pocket.
Yes.
This is luxury. This is luxury. I, though, am a big fan of the monthly deliveries from a Poland Spring. I'm sorry. Nothing beats bottled water. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. You can't do that waste. You feel like you're wasting?
Feel bad.
You do.
A little bit.
You do. Yeah. You do.
Should we get into a speak pipe?
Got it. Did you put the bottle in the ocean?
Was
it you?
I didn't, but there'd be no bottle to go in the ocean had I not sipped.
Yeah, but there'd be something else to go in the ocean.
Well, yeah, people are going. Yeah, things go in the ocean.
Yeah, they do. Maybe it would be you.
What do you? Oh, really?
in a body bag.
I might take a dip.
By the way, the body bag, plastic.
Sometimes, some version of polyester. Okay, this one is from somebody great. Someone great is coming. A speak pipe is coming.
A speak pipe is coming. Somebody's here.
Okay, this next one is from...
I like a jingle for the speak pipe. What should it be?
I mean, I really do need to record the jingle for our show.
You do. Josh wrote, directed, pianized, played the piano.
Yes.
It's fantastic. But it's been sitting in the archives for probably 6 months.
I know. It's a lot of pressure.
It's got to come out. It's got to come out. It's so good.
I'm just not ready to be a triple threat.
I know.
Being a double threat's already
I know. But we're going to drop it. And then we're going to drop a speak pipe jingle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the speak pipe.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Boom, 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 best spot of the week. Boom, 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 best spot of the week.
Holy crap. Mind blown.
And then What Are You Nuts can just be a derivative of the theme song.
Yeah.
My God, what are you nuts? What are you nuts?
So good.
Go for it, Ben.
So freaking good.
I'm just saying, a lot to think about.
So good. Speaking of things coming, by the way, before I forget, merch is done.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's going to be so freaking sick.
You bring me?
I send it to your house.
Really?
Yeah.
I brought your phone.
I sent you.
You did? I brought your phone. Shout out Apple for sponsoring the video portion of our podcast.
Yes. Thank God. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, no, I had them send it to you.
Okay.
Send you the merch. The merch isn't at my house yet. It's being sent. This merch, classic, cool, fantastic.
That's right.
A little softer, even though our original shirts were soft. These are a little bit softer, a little bit more giving.
Perfect.
So if you think you're an XL, but really you're a double, you could fit into an XL.
Yes.
We're aspirational here.
We basically, we hung outside of a Weight Watchers in a strip mall, and we hired three men there to be our fit models.
Yeah.
Rick, Dan, and Sam.
Yep.
And they all have different, one of them is more top heavy,
mm-hmm.
one of them is more bottom heavy,
mm-hmm.
one of them can't get out of his chair.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so fucked up. When are we going to get, are we going to get canceled for that?
We have exclusively sizing from an 8X to a 4X. If you're below a 4X, you're not welcome.
Yeah. We basically went on the TLC website and we messaged on our last episode where we talked about the fat amusement park, my mother, I called her like Monday morning when it aired. She goes, I'm belly laughing. I said, you like that, Babs? She's like, that is a crack up. Oh, what a gorgeous woman she is.
So good.
She's our biggest supporter. I love my Caraway cookware because I spent most of my life with like a hodgepodge of crappy pots and pans, mostly that I inherited from my mom when I was a teenager. And like, or, you know, I'd want to cook something, so I'd go buy a one-off pan. I never invested. I never researched the pan. Nothing matched. I like hid them because I never wanted people to see my pots and pans. If someone would come over and be like, oh, I'd love some, you know, tea, I'd be like, we'll go to the coffee shop around the corner because I can't help you. But with Caraway, the cookware is beautiful. They have a new specialty pans collection, which I love. It's 4 specialty pans in new shapes and sizes that are going to help you for any job, big or small, whether you're steaming rice, stir frying dinner, making a batch of soup, whatever it is. And the best part is it has all the same elements of what you love about Caraway, right? That it's non-stick, non-toxic ceramic coating. So what does that mean? First of all, it looks premium, easy to clean, and there's no toxic materials in it because there are plenty of pans. I promise you, you probably have a pan unless you have all Caraway, which in that case, go off, king or queen. But like, there is probably a pan in your arsenal that's bleeding chemicals in your stuff, but not with Caraway. And it's lightweight, maneuverable, versatile. You're going to love it. And 8 chic colors. So visit carawayhome.com/goodguys to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/goodguys or use code goodguys at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. You know, one thing everyone has to do is go to the grocery store. And why not do it from the comfort of your couch? Now, for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in because it's just easy. And there's no junk food. Like, it's a healthy grocery store that even my kids love. And you can find all your household essentials. And it gives you the convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your doorstep, right? But like Thrive Market, it's not one of those like limiting, super bespoke, only have crazy high-end or really odd brands that you've never heard of. No, no, no. It will allow you through these on-site filters to figure out what things you want to get and make it easy for your lifestyle needs. Like if you're looking for organic kid snacks or low sugar alternatives or like a gluten-free pantry essential. You can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps. And as a Thrive Market member, I save time shopping, but I also save money on every single grocery order. And you're like,
What do you mean, Josh? Well, on average, I save over 30% each time. And they carry brands I love, like Bob's Red Mills, which is like, they have gluten-free oats I love. They have great baking stuff. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/goodguys for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/goodguys. thrivemarket.com/goodguys.
This one is from Kiana.
Hi, Josh and Ben. In one of your recent episodes, you guys said that you didn't have any Dutch morons. So I just want to call in and let you know that I am Dutch. I live in the Netherlands and I am a huge moron. Every single week, I laugh out loud when I'm on my hot girl walks listening to your podcast. So I just want to let you guys know that I'm over here being the huge moron that I am and supporting you guys all the way from the Netherlands. So fijne dag en ik hou heel veel van jullie. That means have a nice day and I love you guys.
Wow. First of all, what was her name?
Kiana.
Kiana. You're English. Unbelievable. Better than mine.
She sounds like one of Claudia's friends.
Yeah, but yet she speaks perfect Dutch.
Unreal.
That was fantastic.
So we think she might have been talking gibberish.
Totally. I have no clue what she said.
Did you ever see that woman who went to like a big press conference and acted like the hearing impaired sign language person?
My favorite are those at concerts. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the best.
No, but it's just like, I don't want to know what the lyrics are of a song. The lyrics are dark and terrible.
Lyrics are lost on me.
You know, like it's more the vibe, the tune.
Sure.
Yeah, right. But
people doing sign language, they're a special.
Yeah.
They're a special bunch. They're amazing.
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 And two, I always hear that when you see someone who says like they're proficient and they always say American Sign Language. And I think about like, shouldn't sign language be
universal?
Like math? Yeah, make it universal.
Yeah, right? but we made our math American.
No, but numbers are universal.
Yeah, they are.
Right.
They are. Yeah.
It's a language.
Saying,
of the
like
world.
Us with feet.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
we Americanized our own version of math.
Sure, the imperial system.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
AKA
all right.
The dumb system.
We saw this.
Feet is so stupid. We don't talk about that enough.
Our American measurement system.
Did we use feet?
So true.
Nuts. Totally nuts.
We saw this comedian on Sunday night. My wife, shout out my mother-in-law who loves this comedian, Ian Bagg. Hilarious
Ian
guy.
Bagg?
Yes. So funny, brilliant at crowd work. And so he's talking to a guy, he's a Canadian guy, and he's talking to this dude, and the guy's like, my name's Miles. And Ian Bagg goes, well, where I come from, your name would be kilometers.
That's good.
It's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Pretty sharp, Ian Bagg.
I like it.
All right, this next one's from Katia Goldberg.
Wow. Okay, this is my third time doing it because I speak like a moron. Because I am a moron. Love you guys, Josh and Ben. My name is Katia Goldberg. I'm here in Brazil, João Pessoa, Brazil. I'm maybe your only listener in Brazil.
Which we're international. No, we're so fucking big.
Wow. I'm gonna get right to it. Let's see. I have been seeing some men here, and it's really interesting. The culture is very different. Men are very attractive and very like outgoing. I don't know. And the thing is,
what are we here?
The one that I caught feelings for, we were hooking up for a couple weeks, like having sleepovers, really kind of serious, quick. And then just yesterday, he decided to tell me he's married, but he still would love to continue things, but he's married and he has a daughter. So of course I'm not comfortable with that and I ended things. But then today I also got a good lecture from some friends that it's really common here. Like marriage is one thing and then like you keep looking for women. Like it's like if they said that if you have one, you have none. If you have two, you have one. If you have three, you have two.
Don't I always say that?
Making sense. So I would love some help on how to maneuver that because it is so hard. Like, I'm not trying to bang a married man again. Like, that's so dirty. I don't want to do that. So dirty. It's literally so dirty. So how do I maneuver that? Because a lot of men lie about it. And, like, I don't want to go through his phone and shit. Like, how do I know for sure he's not married and could actually have a future with this man, with any man? Please give me some advice because I bet y'all, I don't know.
Wow.
First of all,
Katia,
this podcast is bigger than anybody realizes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Katia, okay. You're the best. Yeah.
Brazil.
We're big.
The Netherlands. Come on.
Long Island. We're everywhere.
Jersey.
Jersey. The tri-state area. Pakistan.
Huge. We're huge.
Yes.
Okay. Advice. I think this is a very simple one.
Mm.
Let's do role play.
I'd love to.
Okay. I'll be Katya.
Great.
Hi, my name is Katya. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Aldo.
Aldo. Yes. Are you married?
No.
Great. I'd love to pursue things with you.
Huh. Okay. Sounds great. Here's the
thing. He can't stop. If he's a lying scumbag bastard, I'm sorry, right? But an honest person, this seems, if it's culture there, then they wouldn't be lying about it. Either it's culture and you're not lying, or they're liars and it's not culture. Because it can't be a thing to cheat on your wife. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do, but I wonder if, I think it's very rare in cultures for people to be like out and freely just talking about having more than one wife or cheating on your wife. But I remember I saw a TikTok where some Japanese couples were interviewed and the women sort of routinely said, like, if my husband were to go to a massage parlor or some sort of professional person and hook up, it wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was, at least the people profiled were all in agreement.
Yeah, the people profiled, I saw that as well. It was a very weird video.
Yeah.
TikTok's a weird place. Are you worried about it being banned? I have a very measly following on the platform. Can't grow for shit. You have a quite large platform on TikTok. We haven't really discussed this. Are you, would you care? TikTok goes away tomorrow.
So here's a couple of things. It's never going away.
You don't
because
think
so. If they ban it, then they'll submit. Like, there's just too much money on the table.
You're right. It'll go into somebody else's hands and it'll still be there.
There's billions of dollars that...
But let's say it did go away. You'd be pissed.
No, because Mark Zuckerberg wins no matter what the time.
He does. He really does.
I can't believe how good IG Reels is becoming.
Unbelievable.
It's figuring me out. It knows what I like.
No, it's like the less scary TikTok. Mm-hmm. TikTok, you never know what you're going to see.
Sure.
Instagram, you know.
Yes.
You know, it knows you. TikTok tries to get me not to even know myself. And then I'm watching this and I'm like, oh my God, I
hate Jews.
Yeah.
I heard a congressman person say whether or not they're doing the things that we are in fear of or accusing them of, as far as like the, you know, just like having access to Americans' information and being able to give it to whomever they want. They could. Even if they're not doing it, they still could. And thus this loophole needs to be closed.
Yeah, yeah.
So understood. I think that's fair.
I completely agree. I think it's completely fair.
I think it's something interesting with the AI of it all too, is like Congress is really good at creating laws once something becomes rampant.
Yeah.
They're good at reacting. They're not good at being proactive.
No.
And I think like that's where, like, whether it's with tech or something like AI specifically, where it's going to be like, well, if they're able to write scripts, but the brain of the AI took from every script ever written, and that came from the brain of human people. So like, what are they entitled to as far as the IP, right? Because it's not creating it out of nothing. It's using source material to create something new.
Very true. It's almost like sourcing a song or like using, is that what it's called?
Sure.
Not sourcing. When you like use somebody's song.
A cover.
In your song? No, sampling. That's the word.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sampling a song. You give the original artist a little piece.
Yeah, a little taste.
So really these AIs, the AI.
Right.
I saw an amazing commercial. I think it was for, what was it for? Where it was a sports commercial and they were talking about AI, but it was Allen Iverson and it was amazing. It was hilarious. They'd be like, yeah, this is a job for AI. And then they'd go straight to Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson is such a bad boy.
Oh, yeah. No
Loved
practice
him.
For him.
The greatest.
Legend.
Dude.
Legend.
Shorter than you.
Oh, yeah. Six. I feel like he was always taller than they portrayed him, though.
Right. But like 6 feet. But then again, who else is like a smaller-ish guy in basketball? Chris Paul, perhaps? A Jason Kidd?
Chris Paul's like a 6'3". Jason Kidd's a 6'4".
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But the Muggsy Bowes?
5'5".
He, I think, was actually even shorter.
And he could dunk like Nate Robinson.
Legend. Nate Robinson, 5'9". So cool.
Do
imagine
I love
being
that?
Gifted.
I imagine it all the time. Like, I wish for it.
Imagine being physically gifted.
Just imagine being gifted at anything.
But you're gifted.
We're slightly above average.
I'm just saying,
two of you.
Physically gifted? Oh, my.
Yeah.
That is freaking sweet. Physically gifted.
Yeah.
Physically gifted.
I look at my brother-in-law who's 6'4", or I'm sorry, 6'8", 200.
6'8"?
He's a tall boy.
200?
I just see the way he moves through the world. I'm like, what's 200? It like? 200,
what is he,
body?
Like a stepladder?
He's thin.
He's thin.
Lean.
Wow.
Pops his shirt off at will.
Wow.
Whenever he wants.
Strong?
Strong. The guy could lift a car.
Wow.
A Mitsubishi Diamante.
Wow.
Or
wow.
a Kia Forte.
Wow.
Yeah.
Both cars, I don't want.
That's why they're good for lifting. You don't want them to lift your Mercedes.
My Jaguar from Jaguar Land Rover of Brooklyn. My Range Rover from Jaguar Land Rover of Brooklyn.
I'm like, you got a Jaguar?
No, but we should. Jaguars are sweet.
Jaguars are sick.
They are. Very yeah. underrated.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're cool. People don't like, I feel like people don't like buy enough of them.
It's the same maker of the Land Rover.
Yeah. But like the Jaguar sports car is really cool. Like mm-hmm. the small ones with that nice Jaguar.
The F-Type.
Yeah.
Sunday Lawn Care was started by two brothers who believed in better ingredients, better results, and better backyards made for a living. Ben's like my brother. Hey, did you know that the American yard has some of the highest concentrations of pesticides? Ew, gross. It has 5 times more pesticides used per acre on lawns compared to industrial farms. What, do you live on an industrial farm or you live in your home? Either way, your lawn's crushing you. Look, Sunday is disrupting the lawn care industry with science-backed innovation across lawn, garden products. Look, there's no toxic pesticides or harsh chemicals, only simple, nutrient-dense ingredients like seaweed, molasses, iron that work with nature to help you grow a beautiful lawn the easy way. And Sunday is available nationwide at Lowe's, Target, and Walmart, or get it on GetSunday.com. Sunday is the future of lawn care, and it's better for people, your pets. You know you love your pet, and it's just better for the planet. It's super easy to use. You just attach a hose and spray to apply on your yard. Sunday is available at Lowe's, Target, and Walmart stores nationwide. Use code GOODGUYS20 for 20% off your custom lawn plan on GetSunday.com.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Okay, this one's from Megan.
Hi, good guys. My name is Megan, and I'm a huge moron. My husband and I love the podcast. We listen to it all the time. We need some marriage advice. Mm. So we are going abroad for the first time ever to Italy in the next few months. We're self-aware enough to know that when we go on vacation, we are two different types of vacation people. He is someone that he wakes up at the butt crack of dawn, wants to go for a hike, wants to explore the city. And I'm more of someone where when I'm on vacation, I want to relax. I want to park myself somewhere. I want a nice cocktail and I want to eat some good food. That is what I want to do. Now, we have gone on a few vacations together and every time we want to do two completely different things, but this is by far the most expensive trip we're going on. Do you have any advice on how we can do both things and not get under each other's skin? Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you. I think this is something that plagues the both of us in a real way.
I think that I'm now starting to think, I think this is a gender problem.
Look out.
I think that
turn off the podcast now. Wow.
I think that women prefer to sit on a beach with a nice book, get a nice, like we're talking a beach vacation.
Some women. Some
all
men.
No, some
Peter,
women.
Peter the problem over here.
Yeah, I just think that maybe we have slightly more ADD as men. We want to go Spilkis. Do move
ants in the pants.
Ants in the pants. Can't just sit.
Yes.
Can't sit. I can't. I can sit for a period of time, but then I need to do something. Mm. I need to. And I feel so, I don't know, there's something about you're on a beach. I don't want to I don't want to watch something on my phone on the beach. I feel like I'm taking the beach for granted.
Mm.
No, I want to just sit there, enjoy the beach, enjoy the sun. But how long can you do that for?
I agree. I like to have an activity every day. Yeah. But the first time my wife and I, we went, I had just made a little bit of money and I had never had like a proper like girlfriend. Like this was like a serious relationship and I had never really been on vacation in my whole life. And I was like proper vacation. My mom and I would go to the Jersey Shore, drive down to Florida on the auto train. Sucked. Ooh, Amtrak. Can't wait to go into the coach car and get a bag of Doritos.
It's spring break, Josh. Come to the 6th train.
Yeah, come to the sightseeing train. There's a guy here who's secretly smuggling down amphetamines to Florida. Dude, that happened to me. I remember I was on the train once for 3 days with my mom going cross country and I was playing dominoes with a guy named Bones. And one day, somewhere between Albuquerque and Flagstaff, a bunch of DEA agents come on and they escort Bones out of the train. And he said, keep my dominoes.
Your poor friend.
Bones, I haven't heard from him since.
You haven't heard from Bones.
I thought it was sort of ironic that we're playing dominoes, which have the nickname Bones, and his name was Bones.
Bones.
He was great at dominoes.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Best two nights of my life. Almost called him dad.
Man. Bones Peck.
Bones Peck, man. Double sixes, bam.
Honestly, next time you have a son, third son, Bones.
Bones, I like that.
That's nice.
Bones Peck. Bones Peckerman.
But look, the advice to this lovely lady, Megan, is compromise.
Yeah.
That's it. If you are very adamant about your relaxation, he's very adamant about going and doing fun things, compromise. Do some fun things. Husband, lay on the beach. Or you could just use your powers of being a wife and just say, no, we're only going to the beach.
Right.
And then he can suck it because that is the power of a wife. Happy wife, happy life. She wants to lay on the beach. Darn tootin', we're beaching.
I think there needs to be a certain level of acceptance. I think there also needs to be, after being with my wife for almost 13 years, I look at, and I say this for both of our moods, like the weather, right? Like it never stays raining. So now instead of reacting when I feel like something's off between us, maybe totally. It's her, maybe it's me, maybe it's both of us, I just go, here it comes. Yeah. I've seen this show before. And I just wait it out. And instead of like what I used to do, which was like, can we talk about it? Let's talk about it. Should we talk about it? Let's talk about it. And she'd be like, I don't want to talk, you over-therapized, you know, man, baby. And I'm like, that hurts.
Yeah.
But now I just go, I'll see you in 36 hours.
Yeah.
And I do my own thing. I let her do her own thing. And just like, so I think if you know that like this happens between us, don't be reactive to it. And if you get on each other's nerves, take a day to yourselves. Go explore, do the things you want to do. And then I promise you when dinner rolls around, you'll be so happy to be with them again.
My wonderful sister-in-law, Jackie Oshry, said that, because I'm always like this, Claudia will come to me with something and I'm always looking for a solution. I'm a solution man. You have a problem? I'm going to fix it. I'm going to try to fix it. I'm always going to have an idea. When there's a will, there's a way. But you don't always want an answer to a problem. She always says, ask beforehand. I'm going to tell you something. Do you want a solution or do you want me to hear you? And those are two very different things. Because if one was just upfront and said, I'm going to tell you something, but I want to tell you. I want to tell someone. Right. I want somebody to be there for me. I'm not looking for Solution Joe. I don't know why he's Joe.
Solution Ralph just doesn't sound the same.
No, it doesn't. Solution Joe. I don't know how we got here.
But I think that's really healthy.
It is, right? Good.
Yeah.
Nobody does that though, right? She can't even do that.
I don't know.
It sounds great. It can't be.
People who are unmarried are feral.
Yeah.
They get to a certain age. I'm talking mostly of men. But like the guys I know who are in their 50s and 60s who are like unmarried and happily so. Listen, marriage is certainly not for everyone. But I'm talking about those guys who are aggressively unmarried.
Yeah.
Like dodged the bullet. I'm like, did you?
Yeah.
I'm like, enjoy your TV dinners, Frank.
Enjoy being lonely.
Okay, next one is, we have another, The New York Post recently wrote, is this the new Cronut? New York City bakery selling out of crookies says it's a boom for business. Later, Cronuts, there's a new must-have French pastry mashup. Meet the crookie, the ooey-gooey croissant cookie hybrid that might at first sound uniquely American, but actually only recently hopped across the pond straight from France. So it's a cookie croissant hybrid.
So I saw this. This was viral on TikTok.
Was it?
People were making these cookie croissants.
Oh, wow.
Where basically you cut open a croissant.
Okay.
You fill it with cookie dough. Okay. You close it and you bake it. Mm-hmm. Not going to lie to you.
Not interested.
No. It's not too much.
Right. Too much good stuff.
You said it before. Too much good stuff. I love a cookie. Love. I love a croissant. I don't need them together. And I'll die on this hill. Nothing is worth a line. This cookie croissant, if it's at a bakery, I'm sure it went on TikTok. Line is three blocks long. It's not worth the wait. Nothing is worth the wait.
Totally.
You lose all your juice.
Keep your cronuts.
You're done. Your juice is done.
Yes.
It's like when you're on your way to a party, maybe you slug back a couple of cocktails. You're feeling great. 40 minutes of traffic. Done. Might as well go home.
Oh, stinks.
Might as well go home.
That's why you sober up with a little blow.
Yeah, that's.
Bad.
That's why you do hard drugs. They last longer. That's why you pop a Vyvanse 8 hours. So just.
Oh my God. There's nothing like a speedball on a Tuesday. I remember once my wife and I went out for her best friend's sister's birthday, right? And so there's like, I don't know, there turns out to be like 8 girls and like 4 guys at the party. I mean, something like that ratio. And they're like, we want to go out. And I go, okay, I know this guy, my buddy Buster, who was like the party hookup of the century in LA, right? The club hookup guy. And he worked at Bootsy Bellows.
What a name.
Sick.
What a name.
Buster at Bootsy's. Sick. Shout out Buster. He's the best. I'm sure he's still doing it. And so I hit up Buster, but again, it's like a Saturday night. It's packed outside. It's like midnight and I'm rolling up. And I think I was also nervous. There was like more, there were a lot of dudes, right? And which is just not,
no.
Dudes getting into a club, not going to be
not happening.
You better be buying a $1,500 bottle.
Yep.
So I'm like, I walk up and I look at Paige like, you really screwed me here. Like, because now they're all like, Josh is going to get us in. Josh is going to get us in. I'm like, maybe. And then we're like all rolling up and I'm like, we're about, and now everyone of course is looking at us who've been in line. And I'm like, oh man, if we get turned away at the door. And Buster comes out, looks at me and he's like, who's with you? And I'm like, all these people. And he goes, come on in. And I'm like,
Buster did it.
I felt like it was really Buster was a king that
there's
night.
There's nothing cooler.
Can you imagine?
No, there's no better feeling in the whole
best.
World than having a guy. He's your guy.
Gotta have a guy.
Life is about guys.
Why don't we have an app? The guy.
The guy? We should. The good guy.
Oh my God.
I almost just choked on my own genius.
We're gonna broadcast live from Mars.
The good guy.
The good guy.
Take my breath away.
We gendered it. Maybe the good they.
I got a guy, gender neutral.
Okay, fair enough.
Right?
And what is it like? It's like TaskRabbit.
Yes, but it's just TaskRabbit.
But with possess. Damn it.
That's TaskRabbit.
Wait, so we're not going to be billionaires?
Here's the thing. It's TaskRabbit, but there's a real relationship there.
Yeah.
There's a real relationship. You know this person. You've developed. I can't just go on and pick anybody. I need to have met you. I need to know you. You need to owe me a favor.
Yes.
You know, there's something about the guy where he's indebted to you.
Mm.
I don't know what it is. You got to grease the guy. Maybe that's the first part of the app. Before you do anything, right? You sign up for good guy.
Right.
You're thinking about doing some handiwork in the house. Before you even approach it, you Venmo the guy $100.
I like that.
He's greased.
Yeah.
Come back to him a month later. He comes to your house. He's going to do the best job ever and give you a discount.
That's right.
Right? As opposed to TaskRabbit, it's very...
Transactional.
There's no relationship there.
Right.
We have relationships on this app. It's basically Bumble meets TaskRabbit.
I love that.
I love it too. Yeah, I'm not going to build it, but.
No, I just want to, I realize my goal in life is not to start a business nor sell one. I just want to be acquired.
Yeah.
My goal is to be acquired.
Yeah.
In any capacity.
Yeah. Would you let somebody buy your name and likeness?
And for what to do?
Like,
what?
Like for example, Shaquille O'Neal, his name and likeness was bought by Authentic Brands Group. So they sell his name everywhere. They put his face on anything. And he made a boatload of money for them to do that. Probably like $100 million. I'm making up that figure.
But Shaquille O'Neal, I feel like you'd sell his name for $1 billion.
Maybe. Unless you did it too early. Look, it depends on when you did it. Somebody comes up to you today and says, I want to buy the Josh Peck name.
Yes.
For $10 million.
I don't know about $10 million.
What's your number?
For the right price, I'll eat a shoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You
can't. Hard to eat a shoe.
Throw money. Listen, you
cook. How are you eating a shoe?
You're going to cook it, right? You're going to air fry it.
You got to boil it. Make the leather soft.
And then you're going to get you're going to get some barbecue.
Yeah.
Some Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah.
And you're just going to.
We could make shredded shoe.
Yeah, shredded shoe.
Yeah, shoe salad.
Yeah, pulled shoe.
Pulled mayonnaise. Pulled shoe. That's good.
That's
good. Oh, what is this lace?
Yikes.
Get it out of here.
What should we do our What Are You Nuts?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we have. All right, so my What Are You Nuts moment of the week was I was recently at the park. I love nothing more than going to the park with my young son, Max. And I see this, you know, kids be kids in, right? They throw tantrums. They get upset. God bless them. They're allowed. And this father of this little girl, she was like 5 years old, and he wanted her to, like, I don't know, do something before she went to the park. She didn't want to do it, and she's giving him a hard time. And he loudly proclaims at the park, I do not negotiate with children. I do not negotiate with children. And she's like in just a fit. And he's walking around with this righteous indignation. I don't negotiate with children. Who are you performing for, Jack? Who gives a shit? Your kid's crying. Like, figure this out. Have a little grace. What are you, nuts?
Nuts. Nuts.
No one thinks you're getting on a call with Joey, the 5-year-old, going, Joey, what's your counter?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, just shut up and give him a Capri Sun.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Give in.
Yes.
Give in. All right, so golf trip weekend, Kiawah Island. Every morning you call the shuttle. The shuttle takes you from your house, you with your golf clubs, and you go to the course. It's about a 15-minute ride from the house to the course. Beautiful shuttle, 5-star resort, highly recommend. Kiawah Island, highly recommend. Shuttle comes. Get on the shuttle. You're on this bus until you get there. We get off, and the driver, probably 70s, turns to me, and he says, by the way, I'm a retired CEO. I don't make any money. I don't take any money. All I ask is that whatever tip you were going to give to me, I'm going to give to the children's hospital. I give all my tips to the children's hospital.
Mm.
Buddy, I wasn't giving you a tip. I wasn't tipping you. This was a public shuttle from the hotel. I'm not tipping.
You could have tipped.
Well, I wasn't planning on tipping. I wasn't. And now all of a sudden I'm giving forking over 20 bones to the children's hospital.
You did the right thing.
What are you, nuts? You can't throw that on me, foist that on me at the last second. By the way, all my tips go to the children's hospital. That's not nice. It's actually really nice.
I'm so confused. you wouldn't tip a shuttle driver?
I never thought about it ever.
I'm peeling off for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tipped my shuttle driver from the parking lot to the airport this morning.
And I'm a good tipper, but I've never thought to tip a shuttle driver. I should tip a shuttle driver.
Why not?
Like when you get off a plane and you're getting on the shuttle to go to your rent-a-car, you're tipping that guy?
Yeah.
You are.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Fine, I'll add it to my list.
Oh yeah. Just
fine. So
it.
I'll lightly change my wedding notes just in case people think that I'm mean. I was forced to give at least 4 times the appropriate tip because it's going to the children's hospital.
Okay, fair
okay?
enough.
You would have given him a five.
Yeah, you throw him a 5.
A 5 spot, right? That's
yeah.
Nice. You can't give 5 to the children. He just told you that this is going to the children. You're going to give $5 to the children?
I don't think $5 is making a dent in cancer
It's
research.
Not enough to the children.
No.
No. He's expecting hundreds.
Right.
And then how do we even know that it's going to the children?
No, you don't
what
know.
What if this song and dance pony show? He's just trying to get bigger tips for him.
Well, then he's got
to retired CEO. Go on a beach.
Did you ask him what he was the CEO of?
No.
Right.
No.
Because it was his home business.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
Yeah, of pretending to give money to charity.
It was nothing good.
Freaking
I know a lot of CEOs, which is an employee of, you know, their only employee is themselves.
Yeah, CEO of Hustle.
Yeah, exactly. How are we doing? 52? Should we take it home?
Yeah, we're good.
We're going to go. Where? Tell me about this restaurant we're about to go to.
So we are going to the new ZZ's Members Club.
MFG?
Yeah, major food group.
Wow.
Mario Carbone hooked us up at the Rez. Legend. We absolutely love him. And it's a members club, and you can only get in if you're a member, unless you're us. We're going there. We're going to their new Japanese spot. There's a ZZ's Japanese restaurant, and there's a Carbone in there as well. We're going to the ZZ's Japanese spot. Maybe we could peel over for a chicken parm afterwards for dessert.
That's called a bang bang.
We could.
I would do a bang bang with you.
Yeah, I think
we can.
We'll imagine
we do spicy tuna app, little nigiri, little sushi, go over to Carbizi, chicken parma. Chicken parma, yeah, yeah. Then we give you a little penne vat. Dessert, who knows where. Yeah, that sounds
sick.
Great. That sounds great.
Yeah, so that's where we're going.
I'm telling you, a nice Carbone Japanese bang bang, that could be just what the doctor ordered.
And we're in. It's actually what the doctor didn't order.
Yeah, I'm not my cardiologist. I'll see you late April, doctor. I'm not giving him away because he's got a big wait list.
Yeah, he's too good.
You think I'm going to share him with these people?
I was going to say, that's why I'm sharing. Look. I only share things that are completely unattainable.
Sure.
Come on. Come on. You can't get this res.
So good.
What are you, nuts?
I'm cutting that out.
What are you, nuts? Oh, man. Where else can you feel bad about yourself, Roel? Good guys, Mondays and Thursdays. Listen to us on Spotify, Apple. Watch on Josh's YouTube. Clips. Share our clips whenever we post them. Recommend them to a friend. 5 stars.
Otherwise, 5 stars. Write a review. We love you guys. Tell a friend. Monday and Thursday, same show twice a week. It's all great. We love you.
Double the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.